Today, voters in New York State make decisions about how people may vote in the future. On this election day for some states, New Yorkers face two ballot questions. If approved, the questions would set the stage for expanded voting access. That comes after some Republican-led states enacted new voting requirements or even altered who declares an election winner. Here's Ryan Finnerty of North Country Public Radio.
Despite being one of the bluest states in the nation, a recent study ranked New York's voting laws as more restrictive than states like West Virginia and Louisiana. But that began to change after the 2018 midterms, when Democrats took control of the New York legislature and began an effort to expand voting access. Some of those reforms require amending the state constitution, a lengthy process that includes a ballot referendum. And that brings us to today.
Proposal 3, if it passes, will pave the way for things like same-day registration.
New York City political organizer Brianna Sia is the founder of Generation Vote, an outreach network for younger voters. Another question on the ballot, Proposal 4, would allow for a dramatic expansion of absentee voting by mail. Sia says dropping the registration deadline will raise voting rates among students, immigrants, and communities of color. But she also notes expanding absentee mail voting could raise electoral participation among voters she's met in more rural, conservative communities in upstate New York.
They said, yeah, you know, I wish I could make it to the local board of elections, but that's like a 35, 40 minute drive, and I don't have the time to drop off my ballot.
Democrats and voting advocacy groups support passage of both questions. Although the amendments had some limited Republican support in the state legislature, the party is now firmly lined up against them. At a recent event on Long Island, GOP State Chairman Nick Langworthy launched the Just Say No campaign to mobilize opposition to the referendum questions found on the backside of voting ballots.
And then you vote on the back of that ballot, flip that over, and no, 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 no.
Without citing evidence, Langworthy called the ballot questions a red carpet for fraud. He deployed a now familiar Republican tactic for opposing expanded voting access, raising debunked questions about the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election.
They are trying to change our country by changing New York.
Some in the GOP have raised concerns about the extra cost of administering same-day registration and expanded mail-in voting. But Dustin Zarney, who's the Democratic chair of a group of county election commissioners, doesn't think that will be an issue.
Participation in our elections is a good thing. And yes, it will take more resources, but I will note that the New York State budget gave us funding to prepare us for the eventual passage of this amendment.
His Republican counterpart didn't respond to a request for comment, but blanket opposition to expanded voting access may ultimately harm the GOP. In the 2020 election, record voter turnout produced Republican gains in the U.S. House and state legislatures across the country. Harvey Shantz is a political scientist at the State University of New York at Plattsburgh. He says some in his profession are rethinking the notion that only Democrats benefit from higher turnout.
Their argument is the party that's favored by the short-term issues in a campaign are favored rather than always the Democrats.
Before the recent Republican effort, there hadn't been much attention on the two ballot questions. But if they pass, it would free the Democratic-controlled legislature to expand voting access ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Finnerty in Sackett's Harbor, New York.